Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. That's Terry Stafford. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a good visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. Tracy is National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group. And Tracy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tracy's helping us understand what's going on out there in the financial landscape, the environment that you and I work in our small businesses, where we need financial institutions to help us from time to time. Tracy, you were telling us before we went to the break that you're concerned that the banking industry might be lapsing back into some of the behavior that got us into the 2008 problem. Did I hear right?
That's exactly the case. I believe that, and some of this is driven by the pressure, not only the pressure of the shareholders to the banks themselves trying to get capital out, that they're challenged with trying to find commercial, what they call C&I lending, which is commercial and industrial type loans versus real estate related loans. The feds have all said deleverage off real estate, put more pressure and put more loans out on commercial and industrial type loans. There's not a demand out there, so what do the banks do? Well, they're going back to these real estate structured loans. And maybe what got us into trouble, in my opinion, is they'll come to Blasingame Incorporated, who's an owner-occupied piece of real estate and is a distributor of widgets,
right?
And they'll tie up the real estate,
oh,
really,
yeah,
focusing on the value of the real estate, but lend to all the other assets,
right,
of the job,
right?
And then the company has
that's as old as banking, Trace.
It is exactly, and that's some of what got us upside down.
Well, yeah, but what got us upside down, Tracy, from a macro standpoint, was when we went away from the banking standards, the standards that we loan money to people with that are based on, you know, 100, 200 years of experience. We know that you can't loan, that once you get more than 80% loan to value, even with a well employed person with a little bit of financial net worth, once you go beyond 80%, you're getting into the danger zone.
Well, and I'm speaking to that, in that if you and it all is focused around exactly that point. It's loan to value, not just on real estate, Jim. On if you're going to be doing a loan to a commercial business, you better understand the appropriate exposures to have on inventory, on receivables.
But see, now you're getting in. Now you're talking about asset based lending, which is your bailiwick.
Correct. But there is a cash flow loan that a bank would typically do,
yeah,
and they will tie up all the assets of the company and assume that based on that debt, they've got themselves covered, because if the business ceases, they can liquidate
assets.
Now
that is a dangerous loan for a bank that doesn't understand asset based lending.
Exactly.
Right?
Because they don't appropriate the proper advances against the asset class.
Well, the covenants and they're probably not getting regular reports on where the aging is too, are they?
And it's not just the aging, it's the inventory, it's equipment appraisals. I mean, I can't tell you how many banks I've talked with who they'll do an audit on the front end of a business, make the loan, and they've not had an auditor back in there in 2 years.
Yeah. See, folks, what we're talking about here, for those of you who may not be familiar with some of the jargon we've been tossing around here, if you've got receivables and inventory, those are bankable, but at typically 50% on inventory and 75 receivables, or
75-80% on receivables, yeah, and
yeah,
anywhere
and
from 30
to 50% on inventory, but the inventory has to be clean inventory, the receivables have to be clean receivables. So as you, as a business, if I if and plus you've got to have audited financial statements to do this.
Or closely reviewed.
Closely, I mean, okay, all right, I'll give you that.
Reviewed statements.
But the point we're making here, folks, is that Tracy is saying that whereas in the past, even during the go-go days of the last decade, small banks that didn't have asset-based lending professionals weren't making these kinds of loans because they were way in over their head. They didn't really know how to track it. They didn't know how to. They didn't even always start out with an agreement that included certain covenants that you will not let your receivables go below a certain quality and your inventory the same way. And they weren't even making those loans back in those days. And you're saying they're starting to do that now?
Well, and I think it's out of pressure to try to get capital out on the market, mm-hmm. out in the out to
that,
business.
That would make sense. I mean, that would make sense as a logical step to take to get some money out there.
And I think it can be done if you either what we've been trying to push out to the banking community is partner up with an asset-based lender, where they can either assist you in monitoring or partner on a loan, participate on a loan, or invest in the infrastructure to bring the talent and the systems and the procedures in place.
But here's the thing, though, Tracy. Most small businesses don't want to live under those pressures, under those covenants. Most small businesses aren't that sophisticated in operating to be tied down by the covenants that an asset-based loan would make, a true asset-based loan would make.
Well, they're going to be looser covenants than a structured or a cash flow loan.
Folks, here's the bottom line: if your banker makes this recommendation to you, don't think it's found money. There's going to be strings. You need to understand what those covenants are and what it's going to mean to you before you sign that, before you take that money. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.